We bring the best. We bring the best. We have to. We have to. We have the best listeners at RadioContactPakistan.com.
On MT.
इनको सब दिया है तो थोड़ा सा इसको भी देने कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ेगा. तमाम टेक्नोलॉजी सिखाएंगे यार सारे
जी. इसी तरह अगर हम इसको थोड़ा ब्रॉडर पैक में देखें तो देखें
गप शॉप विद टीएनटी.
अस्सलाम वालेकुम सामेईन. गपशप की ताज़ा तरीन किस लेकर के रेडियो कॉन्टैक्ट पाकिस्तान .com से ताहिर आपके खिदमत में हाजिर. उम्मीद है आप लोग खैरियत से होंगे, जहां कहीं भी होंगे खुशो खुरम होंगे. बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया, आपकी ईमेल्स हमें मिलती रहती हैं, आपके सजेशंस, आपकी एडवाइसेस, आपकी अप्रिसिएशंस, थैंक यू वेरी मच. बी देयर ऑलवेज. इंशाल्लाह आपके लिए हम अच्छे अच्छे प्रोग्राम्स लेकर आते रहेंगे. सामीन, आज का प्रोग्राम कुछ स्पेशल है मेरे लिए. वो इसलिए है कि आज हम ये जो प्रोग्राम कर रहे हैं ये हम अपने उन सामईन के लिए कर रहे हैं, उन लिसनर्स के लिए कर रहे हैं कि जो हमारे फेसबुक के फैन हैं. जनाब, इस वक्त हमारे फेसबुक के फैंस जो से हैं 6000 से अबव हैं, 7000 के करीब पहुंचने वाले हैं. और जो चीज़ हमने उसमें देखी है वो ये कि ज़्यादातर हमारे जो लिसनर हैं वो हमारी नौजवान नस्ल है, हमारा यूथ है. तो सोचा कि क्यों नहीं एक प्रोग्राम जो है हम डेडिकेट करें अपनी यूथ के लिए, कोई ऐसी चीज करके देखें कि जो पॉसिबली हमारे वो यूथ, हमारे वो फैंस जो हमारे पेज पे आते हैं पॉसिबली उनके काम आ जाए. लेकिन इससे पहले कि आज के अपने मेहमान जो हमारे साथ हैं उनसे मैं आपका तारुफ करवाऊं, कहना यह है कि हमारे आज के प्रोग्राम के स्पॉन्सर भी एज यूजल हैं सेमेंटिक इंटरनेशनल.
My computer is always slow and full of viruses. बच्चे हमेशा कंप्यूटर पर कुछ ना कुछ डाउनलोड करते रहते हैं और पता नहीं कौन कौन सी साइट्स पे जाते हैं. I'm fed up from this internet.
Don't panic. Symantec Norton Internet Security 2010 is here to help. Right from the start with its easy installation and easy updating, Norton Internet Security makes protecting your computer a breeze. Antivirus, anti-rootkit, bot protection, smart firewall, pulse updates, Norton Safe Web, network monitoring, spyware protection, identity protection. And there are some new features in Norton Internet Security 2010, such as Norton Threat Insight, Professional Strength Anti-Spam, Norton File Insight, Norton System Insight, Norton Insight Network, Norton Download Insight.
Wow, itne sare features, main to pareshan ho gayi.
Yes, Norton Internet Security has it all. It is a complete solution for protecting your home computer. And let's not forget, Norton Internet Security 2010 even has parental controls for those of you with children. The internet can be a very dangerous place for your children, and Norton Internet Security 2010 will help you protect them and keep them safe. Stop online identity theft, viruses, spyware, bots, and more. Norton Internet Security 2010 guards your PC, your online activities, and your identity against all types of internet threats. It proactively blocks hackers and prevents dangerous software from downloading to your computer when you surf the web. It even maps and monitors your home wireless network, so you can see everything that connects to it, even unauthorized visitors like the computer next door. Engineered for speed, Norton Internet Security 2010 is proven as the fastest, lightest security suite for protection that won't slow you down, get in your way, or swallow up system resources. Norton Internet Security 2010 also delivers clear threat and performance explanations, which gives you a greater insight into downloaded applications and files by telling you where they came from, if they can be trusted, and how they may impact your PC's performance. It also identifies unsafe websites right in your search results. It warns you of dangerous websites and suspicious sellers so you can surf and shop online with confidence. You even get a monthly report that tells you what Norton Internet Security has done in the past month to protect you and your PC. There is a free 24/7 support by phone, email, live chat, or the online knowledge base. And it automatically downloads protection updates and new product features as they become available.
Oh, acha, ye to zabardast program hai, jo mere computer ko protect kare aur bacche ke upar nazar bhi rakhe. Main zarur ghar ke liye khareedungi. Ye must hai.
Norton Internet Security 2010, a complete solution for the whole family. Get your copy now. This program is sponsored by Symantec International, creator of Norton Internet Security 2010.
Symantec International ने जनाब आपके लिए भेजे हैं इनामात. वो इनामात क्या हैं? हमारे तीन खुशनसीब सामईन फेसबुक से, तीन खुशनसीब सामईन कॉन्टैक्ट पाकिस्तान के ऐसी की कम्युनिटी से. इस स्पेशल एपिसोड में जीतेंगे फीकस, एक एक लाइसेंस, एक एक जेन्युइन कॉपी नॉर्टन इंटरनेट सिक्योरिटी 2010 की, जिसके साथ होंगे जनाब तीन लाइसेंस, ताकि आप मुख्तलिफ तीन कंप्यूटर्स पे उसको इंस्टॉल कर सकते हैं. तो आप भी हमारे खुशनसीब विनर हो सकते हैं. प्रोग्राम सुनते रहिए, प्रोग्राम के दौरान में आपको बताएंगे हमारा वो कोड जो कि आपको भेजना है gupshup@radiocontactpakistan.com पे. जनाब कहीं मत जाइएगा, एक खसूसी बात आपसे करनी है. आज के प्रोग्राम में या आज के प्रोग्राम का आगाज हम एक वोकल क्लिप से कर रहे हैं जो कि हम चाहते हैं कि हमारे तमाम लिसनर गौर से और ध्यान से सुने. हमारे वो लिसनर जो कि नौजवान हैं वो भी, हमारे वो लिसनर जो कि अभी बच्चे हैं 12-13 साल की उम्र के हैं वो भी, हमारे वो लिसनर जो कि 50 साल की उम्र है यानी मेरे जैसे लोग, प्लीज इसको बैठ करके ध्यान से सुनिए. चाहे तो अपने फैमिली मेंबर्स को अपने साथ बिठाइए, क्योंकि इट इज इंपॉर्टेंट. कहीं मत जाइएगा, आपके लिए अभी हम लेकर के आ रहे हैं वो वोकल क्लिप जो कि पॉसिबली आपको कुछ सोचने पे मजबूर करेगा, कुछ अपने आप को बेहतर करने पे मजबूर करेगा. रेडियो कॉर्नर पाकिस्तान इज ऑलवेज देयर. कहीं मत जाइएगा.
देवी और सज्जनों, आपने मेरे बारे में अभी जो कुछ भी सुना उस पर बिल्कुल विश्वास मत कीजिएगा. आलोक मेरी तारीफ इसलिए करता है क्योंकि वो मुझसे बहुत प्यार करता है, और वो प्यार इसलिए नहीं करता क्योंकि मैं बहुत एक अच्छा इंसान हूं या मुझमें कई गुण हैं. वो प्यार इसलिए करता है क्योंकि वो खुद एक अच्छा इंसान है. देखिए, मैं कोई लेखक नहीं हूं. लेखक तो सोच के सागर में डूब कर न जाने कैसे कैसे मोती निकाल लेते हैं. मैंने तो बस वही लिखा है जो जिंदगी ने मुझे दिखाया. बागबान मेरे बारे में या किसी एक इंसान के बारे में नहीं है, ये किताब है बीते हुए कल और आने वाले कल के बीच फैले हुए सन्नाटे के बारे में. यह किताब है एक पीढ़ी और दूसरी पीढ़ी के दरमियान टूटे हुए हर पुल के बारे में.
सामईन, पीढ़ी कहते हैं जनरेशन को.
यह किताब है झुके हुए उन कंधों के बारे में जिन पर बैठकर कभी कुछ बच्चों ने जिंदगी के मेले देखे थे. यह किताब है कांपते हुए उन खाली हाथों के बारे में जिन्होंने अपने बच्चों के नन्हे हाथों को पकड़कर उन्हें चलना सिखाया था. यह किताब है लरसते हुए उन होठों के बारे में जिन पर कभी लोरियां थी मगर अब परसों से खामोश. जमाना बदल गया है, जिंदगी बदल गई है. हमारी उम्र के लोग याद करें कैसे बेकार के रिश्तों और बंधनों में उलझे रहते थे हम लोग. बाप के चेहरे में ईश्वर देखते थे हम, मां के चरणों में स्वर्ग दिखाई देता था. लेकिन अब लोग समझदार हो गए. आज की पीढ़ी बड़ी होशियार और प्रैक्टिकल हो गई है. उनके लिए हर रिश्ता एक सीढ़ी की तरह है जिस पर पांव रख करके वो आगे निकल जाते हैं, और जब उस सीढ़ी का कोई इस्तेमाल नहीं रहता है तो उसे घर के टूटे
कुर्सी मेज, टूटे फूटे बर्तन, फटे पुराने कपड़े, कल के अखबार की तरह रत्ती समझकर किसी कबाड़खाने में फेंक देते हैं। लेकिन जिंदगी सीढ़ी की तरह ऊपर नहीं जाती, जिंदगी पेड़ की तरह उगती है। मां बाप किसी सीढ़ी के पहले पायदान नहीं होते, मां बाप जिंदगी के पेड़ की जड़ है। पेड़ कितना ही बड़ा क्यों ना हो जाए, कितना ही हरा भरा क्यों ना हो जाए, जड़ काटने से वो हरा भरा नहीं रह सकता। इसलिए आज बड़ी विनम्रता और आदर से मैं पूछता हूं, जिन बच्चों की खुशियों के लिए एक बाप अपनी मेहनत की पाई पाई हंसते हंसते उन पर खर्च कर देता है, वही बच्चे जब बाप की आंखें धुंधली हो जाती हैं तो उन्हें कतरा भर रोशनी देने से क्यों कतराते हैं? एक बाप अगर अपने बेटे की जिंदगी का पहला कदम उठाने में उसकी मदद कर सकता है तो वही बेटा अपने बाप के आखिरी कदम उठाने में उसे सहारा क्यों नहीं दे सकता? जिंदगी भर अपने बच्चों पर खुशियां लुटाने वाले मां बाप को किस जुर्म में आंसुओं और तन्हाई की सजा सुना दी जाती है? अगर वो हमें प्यार दे नहीं सकते तो उन्हें हमसे हमारा प्यार छीनने का अधिकार किसने दिया? क्या समझते हैं ये बच्चे कि जिन मां बाप को प्यार के बंधन में बांधकर भगवान ने एक किया है उन्हें वो दो हिस्सों में बांटकर अलग अलग तड़पने के लिए छोड़ सकते हैं? क्या इसी दिन के लिए इंसान औलाद मांगता है? इसी दिन के लिए औलाद शायद ये भूल रही है कि जो हमारा आज है वो कल उनका होगा। अगर आज हम बूढ़े हैं तो कल वो भी बूढ़े होंगे। जो सवाल आज हम कर रहे हैं वही सवाल कल वो पूछेंगे। और रही मेरी बात, तो हमारी चिंता तो आप कीजिएगा मत, क्योंकि अगर हम उन बच्चों को पाल पोस कर बड़ा कर सकते हैं जो न चल सकते हैं, न बोल सकते हैं, न कुछ समझ सकते हैं, तो हम अपने आप को भी पाल सकते हैं। हमें किसी से कोई उम्मीद की जरूरत नहीं है, क्योंकि हम बहुत खुशकिस्मत हैं। हम इसलिए खुशकिस्मत हैं क्योंकि हमें जीवन ने एक ऐसा हम सफर दिया जिसके साथ चलते चलते रास्ते आसान होते गए, जिसके साथ चलते चलते उलझने सुलझती गई, और वो हम सफर है मेरी पत्नी। लोग अक्सर मोहब्बत करते हैं लेकिन ये बात जितनी बार कहनी चाहिए कहते नहीं। मैं ऐसी कोई गलती नहीं करना चाहूंगा। पूजा, मैं तुमसे बेहद मोहब्बत करता हूं, बेहद। तुम हो तो हम हैं, हम हैं तो सब कुछ है और ना कुछ नहीं, कुछ भी नहीं।
You're listening to Gup Shop. Gup Shop.
With TNT. Retelling of information heard on this program
without the express written consent of RadioContactPakistan.com is probably okay.
Remember, together we can make a difference at RadioContactPakistan.com.
Welcome, Samin. Umeed hai aapko ye clip pasand aaya hoga, janab. Iske پلے کرنے کی کوئی خاص وجہ نہیں تھی, صرف یہ تھا کہ ایک میسج ریڈیو کانٹیکٹ پاکستان سے ہم اپنے یوتھ کو دینا چاہتے تھے. امید ہے یہ میسج سب تک پہنچ گیا ہوگا. آئیے جناب, آج کے پروگرام کی طرف بڑھتے ہیں. کیا کرنا چاہ رہے ہیں ہم؟ بڑی سمپل سی بات, ہمارا یوتھ اس وقت جو ہے عمر کے اس حصے میں ہے, یا تو وہ تعلیم حاصل کر رہے ہیں یا اپنا کیریئر سٹارٹ کرنے والے ہیں. ہمارے پاس ہمیشہ سے ایک خواہش رہتی ہے جب ہم نوجوان ہوتے ہیں, وہ یہ کہ پڑھائی کے ساتھ کوئی مشغلہ بھی ہو, کوئی ہابی ہو جو ہم اڈاپٹ کریں, جو ہم کرنا چاہیں. اور یہ عموماً ٹیلنٹ پہ بیس کرتا ہے کہ آپ میں وہ ٹیلنٹ ہے, اور جب وہ ٹیلنٹ ہوتا ہے اور اگر آپ وہ مشغلہ اپناتے ہیں تو یو آلویز ایکسل ان دیٹ اسپیسیفک اور ان دیٹ ہابی آف یورز. اب آج کیا ٹاپک ہے ہمارا؟ آج کا ہمارا جو ٹاپک ہے وہ بڑا مزے کا ہے, اور ایم پریٹی شیور اٹ ول ایڈ ویلیو ٹو یو, اس سے آپ کو سیکھیں گے. آج جو ہم جاننا چاہ رہے ہیں وہ یہ ہے کہ اگر کوئی نوجوان آر جے بننا چاہے, ریڈیو جاکی بننا چاہے, تو اس کو کیا کرنا چاہیے, کیا اسٹیپس ہیں جو لینے چاہیے, کس طرح سے اپنے آپ کو امپروو کرنا چاہیے, کس طرح سے آپ چاہیں تو یہ چیز سیکھیں اگر آپ سیکھنا چاہتے ہیں. اگر آپ نے کسی ایف ایم ریڈیو اسٹیشن پہ کام کرنا ہو تو اس پہ اپلائی کیسے کرتے ہیں, کس طرح کے انٹرویو ہوتے ہیں, آڈیشن کیا ہوتا ہے, اکوپمنٹ کیا ہوتا ہے, کس طرح کے لوگ ہوتے ہیں, کس طرح کی انوائرمنٹ ہوتی ہے, اس پہ آج ہم بات کریں گے. ہمارے لیے آج ایک جو اچھی بات ہے وہ یہ ہے کہ آج ہمارے ساتھ ایک پاکستان سے ایک انگلش ایف ایم ریڈیو اسٹیشن سے وہاں کی ایک آر جے ہمارے ساتھ ہیں جنہوں نے ریسنٹلی اس اسٹیشن کو جوائن کیا, اور ہمارے ساتھ ایک اور خاتون, ایک اور بچی بیٹھی ہیں جو کہ شاید آر جے بننا چاہتی ہیں, اور لاٹس آف کوشچن شی ہیز ان ہر مائنڈ. آور ٹوڈیز پروگرام موسٹ آف دا ٹائم ول بی ان انگلش بیکاز دا آر جے وی آر ٹاکنگ ٹو از مور کمفرٹیبل ان ہر سیکنڈ لینگویج آلسو, آلدو شی کمز فرام پاکستان اینڈ شی اسپیکس اردو ایز ویل. ہر نیم از مہرین. السلام علیکم مہرین.
ویلکم السلام
مہرین, کیسی ہو؟
آئی ایم فائن, ہاؤ آر یو؟
آئی ایم پریٹی ویل. اور ہمارے ساتھ جو دوسری اچھی سی بچی بیٹھی ہیں ان کا نام ہے کیا؟
آئی ایم ندا بٹ.
ندا بٹ. اینڈ ندا بٹ, واٹ از اٹ یو آر ڈوئنگ ان یور لائف؟
ویل آئی ایم ہائی اسکول گریجویٹ.
اوکے.
اینڈ آئی ایم ایمنگ ٹو بیکم سم تھنگ ان دا فیلڈ آف ماس کمیونیکیشن.
آلرائٹ, دیٹس گریٹ.
کرنٹلی آئی ہیو ا لاٹ آف فری ٹائم اینڈ آئی واز کیوریئس اباؤٹ آڈیو انٹرٹینمنٹ.
All right, okay, that's great. So we have here Maureen, tell us a bit more about yourself. I mean, obviously you have taken up this as I understand before the show, we've been discussing the show, and I feel like that you have taken it as your hobby. I mean, obviously that's not your career, so what is it you're trying to achieve in your professional life?
Yes, of course. This is more of a career. I mean, not a career. This is more of a hobby. This isn't something I would pursue as a career. This is just something I keep on the sidelines. But at the moment, I'm pursuing degree, bachelor's in fashion design.
All right. So, Nida, you want to go in mass communication and you are going in fashion and designing. All right. Okay. So this basically tells me that both of you have the personality where definitely you both, I'm sure, would have a talent to be in front of the mic. Maureen, I would like to know here, and then definitely, Nida, you have to take over the show from me, and you have to ask those questions which you have in your mind to become a RJ. Obviously, I'll be asking you a few questions as well, Maureen. Tell us about your FM career. I mean, what are you doing and what do you plan to do? You know,
well, basically, if you're talking about my FM career, I started off here with Radio Contact Pakistan. My first shows were on here. I had the show Random Insanity, although it didn't continue onwards. I just, you know, did a couple of shows. But that's where my passion actually started for doing that show for Radio Conic Pakistan.
All right.
And that really did give me some experience. It gave me, you know, the experience that I needed before I went on to actual FM on air. So I do recommend that if somebody wants to, you know, start off something and they can't really go on air, they should do something for Radio Conic Pakistan because it would give them experience.
All right. So, and there you go, Sameen. Aap mein se jo log bhi samajhte hain ki you can do something on radio. Radio Conic Pakistan basically is a community. It's a community-driven station. Aap isme jab bhi chahein, aap isme hissa le sakte hain. And you can always write to us at gupshop@radiocontactpakistan.com. Bataiye aap kya kar sakte hain radio pe. Or let's do it together. G. Marin, you are trying to say something.
Waving
your hand.
This is something I actually wanted to say. Because people think it's really hard. They sit down and they're like, a radio show, that's really tough. How am I going to do it? Maybe they have ideas and they assume it's hard, but all you need is a microphone, which you can just buy from anywhere. That's it. You just need a microphone, which you just plug in. And then ask for the software and how to, you know, record your stuff. You can always, you know, ask, email in and ask, and we'll actually help you. We can teach you. You can come in here and we can teach you how to record as well.
All right. Okay. So now we go ahead. Nida, you are also waving the hand. Go ahead.
Well, considering that I have all the tools I need, and the attitude, as you said, what else qualifies me to become an RJ?
Ji, Marin, kya kehti hain aap?
Okay, let's sort of put it, you know, out for you. You need to be a talkative person. You cannot be one of those shy people who just doesn't say anything. You're not going to sit there and just play music, because I think people can just go and make their own playlists online as well. You need to be a talkative person. And one thing that you really need to have, which is important, is you need to be well-informed. You need to have information. No one's going to listen to you if you are saying stuff that they already know.
So you need to have, basically what you're trying to say here is that you need to research for the subject you want
you
to talk about.
You need to be a person who reads a lot. Let's say, you know, somebody, you know, who goes online browsing random articles, browsing random things. You should, in your free time, go online. There are loads of articles with lots of, you know, different things that people don't know. Go research those. Be informed. Inform, you know, become like a person who can tell people things that they would really, really want to listen to.
So, should I just, like, Google things up, or do you have any specific sites I could visit?
Well, if you go there, like, I mean, honestly, I myself, in, you know, what I do is to, every day I'll go on, you know, random news websites, I'll go on, you know, the MSN websites, they have loads of articles. Especially like on lifestyle issues, on everything else.
Yeah, isme ek aur jo cheez bhi aati hai na, girls, that is that basically it depends on what kind of show you are doing. You know, if you're doing a music show or if you want to do a music show, then probably the best learning you can have on the internet is to go into the music websites. Whereas if you are doing a show which is, let's say, on politics or political something, in that case, obviously you'll be going more onto the news site. Yes, Mary.
Yeah, okay. You saw I was waving.
I can see all that. All right.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say, yes, that's another important thing. If you're doing a music show, you need to be really, you know, you need to have a lot of music knowledge. Not just that, okay, I'm playing this one track and I'm just, you know, playing a track and, you know, whatever. You need to know more about that artist. Like, for example, let's say you're playing something from the Black Eyed Peas. You know, you should know something about, you know, the artists. Like, for example, will.i.am. He's actually a fashion designer. Not a lot of people know that. He All right. studied fashion design, which is actually, you know, something that people would like to know. So this is something you could add in. If you go, you can actually go to Wikipedia. They have, I mean, all the Wikipedia isn't really, you know, it doesn't have a lot of accurate information. A lot of the stuff there is accurate, and it's nice. You can see life stories behind different artists.
So if I have a show of my own, does it have to be like random music, or can I just choose a specific type, like hip-hop?
Okay, well, here's something actually interesting that I learned while I was being on air. When you're playing your tracks, you do not play random tracks like all over the place. You need to go from lower to higher, or higher
lower
to
means
lower.
What and higher means what?
Sort of lower, like, you know, the music should be in the same level-ish, you know? Like, okay. For example, if you have, like, for
you
example,
mean
a slow
pitch
song.
And the
yes.
tempo of the...
You can't just jump from, let's say, a really slow, relaxing song all the way to a dance song right next to it. It's going to irritate people, because if you go, like, you know, slow song, and people aren't expecting, all of a sudden you play this really loud, dancey song. Isn't that going to sort of slightly irritate you?
All right. Okay, so we are trying to focus here only on music. What I want to have is a general idea, as what Nida said as well, that she wants to do it. So, generally, Nida, what would be your next question, basically, if you want to go for, as a hobby, as a career, you want to be RJ. So, what other question would you have in your mind?
Well, I was thinking, like, you know, where would I look to be an RJ?
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Now we are focusing here to Pakistan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Do you mean basically where would you, how would you, you know, apply to be an RJ?
How you, I mean, here you go. I mean, she wants to be an RJ, so what steps she should be taking?
Now, first of all, you are going to first decide that what kind of show do you want to do?
All
an
right.
English show, an Urdu show.
Okay.
Now, you go to, you know, in your city, within your city, the radio stations, you find out which radio stations they are. Of course, if you want to be an RG, you must be listening to radio a lot. And you should listen to those stations.
So this
that
is
you're
the one of the
to.
Things one should be doing. Yes, Nida, you're trying to say something.
Is there like a possibility that, you know, they restrict like, okay, this radio, you know, station only allows English or only allows Urdu?
It varies. Some stations are English and Urdu, some are English, some are mixed, you know, whatever. Like, for example, the one where I work, they say no, there is basically no Urdu at all. Completely an English station. So it varies. There's completely
It depends
Urdu.
On the people, you know, who own the station,
yeah,
that
so
what
it just,
language
it
they want to have.
Depends on you.
Even you would find a lot of, you know, radio stations who are basically just having one topic to focus on. I mean, if they are political, you know, they have political things, so that's a political channel. So that basically depends on the people who are putting the money in to have that thing, you know. Obviously, you go for these kind of businesses to make money out. Yes, Mary.
Okay, yeah. So back to the question where you were asking, how would you apply? Now, first you go ahead, you lay down all of the stations which you listen to, the stations that you think you could fit into with the language, you know, the way they have their language, their topics, and their music and whatnot. So let's say you have all those stations. There are three or four of them. Now, first what you'll do is you'll go and either you'll get their numbers or you'll get their email addresses and you'll call them in. If you get them their numbers, you get a hold of their numbers, which you can do normally if you listen to the station, they have their numbers to call in. So you can call in and you can ask one of the RJs that what is the number to, you know, call in to if I wanted to, you know, be an RJ, if I want to send my CV in. So they'll probably give you the number. If not, then you can always go on to either Facebook and find those stations, find their, you know, these stations, and you can get their email addresses off their
Facebook.
All right,
so there are multiple ways. What we understand here is, Marine, what you're saying, that you can go to the websites of these
stations.
Yeah,
but what I recommend, honestly, this is the way I did it, is I found the stations on Facebook.
Okay.
And because not all of them have full functional websites yet.
All right.
So I went to Facebook, I got the email address, I sent in my CV, and I did this to a couple of stations, three or four. You shouldn't just apply to one because, you know, if they don't have vacancies, they're not going to call you.
All right.
You should also not expect them to call you, like, in a day. They won't call you in a day. They'll probably call you in a week or 2 weeks.
Obviously, you're not the only one.
Because,
who's
you're on the waiting list. And you need to really wait for it. And do not apply just to one. Do not give up. Keep applying to different stations. If those three don't work out for you, keep applying to more. And if not, there's always Radio Contact Box on here.
All right.
So,
Nida, yes?
Let's say they accepted my application. What would I have to do at the interview?
Okay. Before we move on to interview, the CV. This is one thing that I do want to mention as well.
One needs to have a CV
yes.
as well.
CV, because that is what you send in to the... basically their email address, because the first thing they look at is your CV, and you need to make your CV attractive. They're going to have hundreds of CVs coming in. You're not the only one who wants to be an RJ. You need to make a really attractive CV, something extremely, you know, like something that'll get them interested.
Does my CV have to be professional in any sense, or is it just like, you know, more presenting like how I am, like my attitude?
Marine, isme jo baat hai na wo ye hai ki basically CV aap keh rahi hai ki is must.
Yes.
Right? Achha, ye CV kaise likha jayega?
Matlab aapko kya question? Yeah, that's what I'm explaining.
Ji, please.
Okay, it needs to be professional because you do not want to make a joke out of yourself. You don't want to show them that you're a joke. But you can add a bit of, you know, casual things into it. Like, for example, when you're writing, you know, what you're applying for, you should mention what kind of show you want to do. You should give in your own ideas that what you think you can, you know, give to the station that they don't have.
So it's kind of objective you put in your CV,
yes.
that what exactly you want to achieve out of it.
And what you can actually do that would give you a step ahead would be giving them some idea for a show that they don't already have.
All right. Okay.
Something that you can provide to them that they don't have. Maybe a special show, maybe a certain kind of music.
Okay, one thing I just wanted to ask you was that... do you feel it's important that you first take permission from your parents? This is what you want to do?
Yes, of course, you have to take permission. Like, for example, my parents at first did not let me go on air. and whatnot. And later on, basically, yeah, they did not let me go on air before. So that's why I worked for Radio Contra Pakistan. I did the shows Random Insanity. But then later they were like, all right, go ahead, go for it. So that's what gave me sort of, then I went in and I auditioned. And she actually asked me about the audition, the interview.
But if you're underage, in a sense, like, is there anything about, like, parent consent? You know, like, if you're below 18, you need to, you know, get, like, proof?
Well, actually, in Pakistan, they don't really look at things like that. You should yourself
be responsible.
That's a
very valid question. That's a very valid question.
You should be responsible yourself and take your parents' permission. Because in Pakistan, I don't think they go ahead and ask you that, yeah, did you take your parents' permission? But there is one thing. Mm-hmm. They do prefer people with or who already have a bachelor. This was told to me as well. When I entered my interview, when I went in for my interview, when they got my CV, they asked, okay, what are you doing? I said, I'm still doing my bachelor. They said, we normally, you know, prefer people who already have a bachelor or who are, you know, doing their bachelor, but a little less. And if you're not, you haven't even
optional.
Started.
I mean, it's not mandatory.
No, actually, they say you have to start it. So don't think that you just, you know, quit high school, take a gap year and go ahead, go to FM. You need to be in a degree, because that gives you a, you know, shows your employer that you're responsible, that you're pursuing a degree, you're doing something.
All right. Samin, hamare paas aur bhi bahut se sawalat hain jo Nida abhi haath hila ke mujhe keh rahi thi ki she wants to ask the next question. But I think we rather take a break here. Hum sunte hain sabse pehle Nida, aapki pasand ka gana sunenge. We will listen to a song of your choice. Samin, let's listen to this song and come back. And we have so many questions still that, you know, what happens in the interview of RJ, you know, what is this audition and how do they take, how do they conduct the audition itself? What kind of hardware is there? Aapko kya kya cheezein seekhni hoti hain? All those questions are there. Kahin mat jaiyega, hamare saath rahiyega, kyunki bada maze ka gana sunenge. Nida, what's your choice of song you would like us to play?
I go for Radiohead, Reckoner.
Okay, so I don't know who is the singer and all that. Can you, you don't want
Radiohead.
To share?
Radiohead.
All right, Radiohead. Okay, let's listen to Radiohead then.
Gup Shop. The lighter side of serious issues. Issues.
Presented by TNT.
All right, Marion, enough of that now. Just tell me already what I have to do at the interview.
Okay, the interview. Okay, what basically you have to do is when you go in for the interview, the first thing they're going to ask is just, you know, your basic questions like your name, where are you from? They just want to sort of get you comfortable at first. And normally people going to an interview are really, really nervous. I was nervous myself. I was like shocked. I was thinking, how am I going to talk? What are they going to ask? I had no idea what
they
asked.
Definitely. That's a common situation with any job or any interview, Marion, that... that's your first one in your life, and obviously you do not have any clue. And there we want your help. So tell us all about your
interview.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, first they'll ask you your basic questions. They'll ask you about your studies. They'll ask you about your family. And if you're, you know, under 18, maybe they'll ask you, you know, did you ask your parents if you're here and stuff. And, you know, here's something actually I want to tell everybody. It is not at all bad for you to bring your parents along. It is not at all wrong for that.
Does that come from personal experience?
Yes, this comes from personal experience because I myself was a little hesitant to take my mom to station because my mom was like, I need to see the station, the place you're going to have your interview. And my boss was actually completely okay with it because he actually said to me that, you know, it's okay, your parents can come, they can come to the studio, they can sit during your shows. We don't mind at all. Mm-hmm. They don't find it unprofessional at all. They actually find it okay. It's a normal thing because a lot of people there are young and they have parents coming in. And my boss actually told me this, that there was a girl who was there. Every time she does her show, her mom comes and sits during the entire show while she's on air.
Which is fine.
Yeah,
I don't see. Because at times you cannot drive and sometimes your show is late night. So obviously you want to have some company with you while you're driving back
while
home.
You're with, especially being a girl, normally mothers or they would like to have a look at the whole, you know, environment. And I'm just telling everyone, don't be ashamed. It's okay. You can take your parents with you.
Acha, so we are, let's assume we are in the, Nida is now appearing. Yes, Nida, you want to say something?
I'm just curious, what are the critical questions, you know, other than...
Critical question, basically they're going to ask you about your music knowledge.
One second, Marin. Let me just add into Nida's question. Let's consider that it's the first time interview somebody's going into. And they are going to ask you lots of questions.
Okay, you want me to ask Nida the interview questions?
No. What I want to know is how is the environment? How many people are there normally?
You might think that there's going to be just one person, but you're wrong. There are going to be a lot of people in the room. Going to be sometime other RJs. There's going to be your boss. There's probably going to be the sound engineers. There are going to be a lot of people, not just
one. There's a group of people.
A group of people, although they won't be judging you, but they will be sitting there, they will be looking at you, so you will have that nervousness. So be prepared to see not just one person, probably maybe four or five people sitting around you.
All right, so as Nida said, what sorts of questions normally
are asked? Okay, first, like I said, the basic information. Secondly, they would ask about your music knowledge. They would ask.
So that is if it is a music channel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, if it is a music
or
channel.
Or you have applied for RJ. RJ defined is as always for the music shows, although it now covers the talk shows and everything. But yes, you're right. It's
okay.
About the music.
Yes.
All right.
They probably will ask you, what kind of music do you want to play? Okay, give us some examples of bands or artists for that. Give us some example of songs. Tell us some dates. You should know a little bit of information on the kind of music you're playing and on those artists as well.
And,
do a little bit of research.
What if you don't know something?
Well, it doesn't make a difference, but you should know something. You should show them that, yes, I have music knowledge, because they don't want somebody who's going there with completely blank. I mean, they have other choices as well. You know, people who have information.
So basically, the nutshell is that when you go for an interview, basically be truthful. Don't hide anything. If you do not know something, just say you do not know, because they do not expect...
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. That's the
Oops.
Worst thing you can do in an interview for this. You cannot say, I don't know. You cannot say, you do not... One thing that's very important, don't go quiet. Because that is one thing that's very dangerous, going quiet for over
obviously,
a minute.
Obviously, you are appearing on the radio, so you've got to be
talking. It's okay to say, like, give a wrong answer, but it's not okay
instead,
to say you don't know.
Let's say, for example, they ask you about one artist. Then you can sort of counteract it and say, not sure about that artist, but here's something about this artist, and bring up another artist and give some information. So you show them, yes, I have some information. Maybe not the one you're looking for, but I will have it later. And here I have this information. So then they'll see some potential. Okay, she has information for this artist. So, you know, I can... I'm pretty sure for the other artists, you'll have it as well later on.
All right. So,
And besides that, let me ask the other questions they ask. Okay, music knowledge. Secondly, they'll ask you, why do you want to be on their radio? Why not the other stations? That is one question they actually do ask. Why their radio? And to be on their radio, to be able to ask this question, you need to listen to their shows. You should listen to their radio at least probably a week before going in for your audition or before applying. You should at least listen to a week. You should know what shows they have, what RJs they have. You should know more about that station.
Because in fact,
they
you should know their website and everything, because if you do not know about them,
they're going to be like, why are you
obviously,
here?
Obviously, that applies to, by the way, Marin, in any job
because
as well.
They
when
asked
you go for
me
a job,
as well. They were like, that why our station? Why not this station? Why not that station? And I was like, I was sitting there and I told them truthfully the reason
why. We know you are RJ. Give us a chance to talk as well.
I'm sorry, that's the radio jockey and me kicking talking.
Excuse me, I'm RJ as well, all right?
No,
yes, Lila, you have another question?
I do have something to say, though.
You know, I was thinking just like, okay, I want to join, you know, the radio station where, like, my...
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
How would I put it? Like, if one of the radio jockeys over there is, like, you know, my...
Yeah, you're... all right, okay.
Okay, yeah. No,
she's
lost
another
question.
I have something to say. Yes.
This just reminds me, like, when I'm at the station as well, when I'm on air, I'm, like, I continue talking and talking, and we actually have a limit for talking, and I talk a lot. So I actually have the music, like, these coordinators coming in and waving their arms, saying, song, play the song. And then I'm like, okay, I'll play the song.
And end of the day, basically, they just take away the microphone from you. That's what precisely I will do, Marin, if you don't stop talking. Yes,
that's
Nida,
the
you
RJ
want...
RJ in me,
you had
you
something
see,
else in
the
your
RJ.
Mind. All right, okay. Nida, you had... Okay, now we know about interview, Nida. Do you think it's enough on the interview and let's go for the audition?
Well, after the interview, what comes next? The training?
No, actually, let me continue what interview questions they have. Okay, I told you that there's also... No, this is important.
Marin,
okay,
we have 1 hour show, all right?
I get the idea that, you know, they can ask
different
questions.
No, what about the audition? The audition.
Yeah.
I should give you a sample audition so people know what they have. I don't want them to
so
go in there and be shocked.
So audition is part of the interview. That's what
that
you're saying.
Is part
all right,
of
okay,
the
that's your question
that
as well,
important.
Nida. The next step is the audition as well. All right, so tell
yeah,
us more
this
about
is,
it.
Yeah, so you have that. Why do you want to be... Oh, another important question that they do ask, which you should have a very... sort of
yeah.
Don't look at me that way. This is important. People
right,
are
okay.
wondering, you know, what should I say? Now they'll ask you that, why do you want to be on radio? Now you need to have some kind of a really, you know, prepared, well-prepared answer. So go over there, you know, look up some English, write down a nice 3 lines answer, because I'm telling you, you really need to do something that comes from your heart, that sounds emotional, that sounds like something that you,
right.
you know,
Samin,
you have passion
one
for.
Thing, let me tell you, for sure, you got to be talkative if you want to be on the radio.
Like
otherwise,
me.
you know, Nida, you don't seem to be that talkative. Are you a talkative or you are a bit...
Well, to be honest, like my type of radio show isn't...
So what is it you want to do, I mean, on radio, if you get a chance?
If you ever heard of those sort of radio shows where people, they give advice and, you know, you call in, you know,
like
you tell
counseling?
Your... Yeah, counseling. People tell your their problems and stuff and then, you know, you pretty
but
much
you
have already
taken,
have knowledge
Nida, you have
beforehand
taken
on
the,
that.
You have taken the mass communication. I mean, are we talking about here that... psyche problems? Are we talking about just general problems people share with you and...
You know, like how therapy goes in a sense. Like, it's just like any sort of advice. And, you know, as well as that, like guidance on how to be happy in life, how to live life, how to do things, you know, how your first impressions can affect...
So it is that you'll be doing some research, you'll be sharing your knowledge, and then if people have questions, you want to take up those questions. Is that kind of a format you're talking about?
Well, yeah, it can be, it is like that. Plus, you know, if anyone has their own question, which isn't really related to the show, but it's a problem for them, obviously. You know,
all right. Well, here you go. You got the first offer of the job. You can always produce a program for Radio Contact Pakistan of this kind. This is social work, basically. You are trying to help people, and it's community service. That's great.
And that goes for everybody
whenever you
want to
do
well.
It. And in fact, she has already passed the interview because she's on in front of the mic and she's absolutely fine. She's
okay, the audition, that's very important before we forget.
All right,
people
okay,
get
let's
confused.
Go back to the audition.
Okay, now you have those questions. Now the next comes in, they're going to say, give us a 2-minute audition.
Okay.
Or maybe 1 minute, 30 seconds. It's up to them how much they decide.
Okay, how it happens?
Now basically they're going to say, give an audition, a presentation if you're on the radio. So you have to go ahead, like for example, let me give you a... You
yeah,
know,
give us a
10-second.
Okay, yeah,
I'll
sure.
give you a simple 10-second. Okay, you're going to say, yeah, you're tuned in to radio, let's say, yeah, Radio Contact Pakistan with me, RJ Mehreen. And then you go on, you introduce your show. You can say anything. It depends. You should have an idea beforehand what you want your show to be about. And then you can talk about the weather. You can bring out any issue. You can throw in an idea. But here's something really important. Don't read. And
okay.
don't act like as in, you know, like you've memorized it.
What other topics can you bring up in your radio show? Would gossip be one of the choices?
You could bring in gossip. They just want to hear to see if you can talk and how you talk, like your accent, your voice quality. You know, do you?
How you deliver?
Yes, how you deliver. Don't go like you're tuned in to Radio Contact. Be friendly. You know, bring it out from, you know, directly from your head. Don't memorize something that you know have and then just recite it.
All right. So this is the audition now. Do they basically tell you the results whether they are going to hire you or not at the spot? Or,
and here's something actually interesting. What happened is when I gave my audition afterwards, my boss actually asked me that. You know what? For 2 minutes, talk about this room.
All right. Okay.
See?
We will
so
continue
he asks
that,
questions
Marianne.
Such as that. Like, for example, talk about this room. Bring in,
all right.
Like,
okay.
Okay, why are
you
guys all...
Samin, main mujhe samajh aa gayi hai. Agar aapko RJ banna hai, toh you got to be really talkative. Marianne, we want to play a song of your choice. Do you have any particular choice?
Yeah, there is actually one song that I've been listening to a lot, and that is Lady Gaga, which is Alejandro.
All right, so tell us more about this group or band or something.
It's actually a woman, and her name is Lady Gaga, and she actually brings out the most strangest songs with the strangest lyrics, and she dresses up really weird, but I really like that. So, yeah, play the song.
And I know that she may love me, but I just can't be with you like this anymore. Alejandro.
Spicy music.
Welcome back, Samin. Umeed hai aap log enjoy kar rahe honge aaj ka hamara topic jo ke hai what it takes to be RJ. Hamari aaj ke mehman hain RJ Marine, unke saath hain future RJ Nida. Inke saath milkar ke hum baat kar rahe hain ki kya what it takes to be an RJ. اچھا اس سے پہلے کہ ہم اپنے اگلے سوال مہرین سے پوچھیں کہنا آپ سے یہ ہے کہ آج کا ہمارا جو لکی کوڈ ہے وہ ہے 4434 جی جناب 4434 اپنی انٹریز بھیجئے جناب آپ ہمیں 6 سپٹمبر تک اور بھیجنی ہیں آپ کو گپ شپ ایٹ ریڈیو کانٹیکٹ پاکستان ڈاٹ کام میل کے اندر لکھے گا اپنا نام اپنا ٹیلی فون نمبر اور ساتھ میں کوڈ جو کہ ہے 4434 تھری لکی ونرز آؤٹ آف رینڈم ڈرا ول ون Internet Security 2010 offered to you, sponsored by, prized for you by Norton Semantic International. G. Marine, welcome back. Nida, you have any other question?
Well, yeah, I'm curious about like how the training goes and how your first assignment is.
Gmail.
Basically, what they're going to train you on is how to use the panel and stuff. Like basically,
what's this panel?
Yeah, it's basically the mixer, the same thing you have right in front of you.
All right, okay.
Because you need to be trained. You don't need to know about this beforehand because everybody goes in there. Nobody has a mixer at home. If you know about it, okay, you don't need to know about it because every panel is different. You need to be trained on their panel. They're going to teach you how to make, how to use the panel, how to make playlists. And probably they're going to make you talk for like half an hour or so, continuously for a couple of days to sort of get you in the, you know, sort of talking mood the way I keep talking for half an hour.
Or to be more natural in front of the microphone.
Exactly,
basically.
Because when you go in first, you're going to be stiff. They're not going to stick you in front of the microphone while you're stiff. They're going to make you talk a lot, basically start off maybe with 10 minutes, then move up to half an hour continuously of talking. And it's going to be on anything. They just want you to basically open up and be free and talk normally.
All right. Mary,
so
yes,
what happens if you, like, you know, you're sick and you can't attend a day of training?
I actually don't know because my boss told me not to skip any days of training and I wasn't sick.
And how long is this training, Mary, in normal cases?
Well, it depends on the person. Mine was basically 2 days.
After two days, you were on a show.
After I just had to talk for 2 days. After that, basically, he made me listen to previous shows that were, you know, other RJs did for a couple of days. So basically, after 4 days, I went on air.
Okay. So basically, the thing to share here is what Marine is telling us is that when you join, once you are selected in a radio station, then obviously registration training, the first part is definitely they want you to understand and know the culture of the radio station, what kind of programming it carries and what kind of tones, what kind of things you can say, what are the do's and what are the don'ts on that station. So, that's the reason they ask you to...
Exactly, and to get a head start, I think you should start listening to the radio station beforehand, all kinds of radio stations that are related to, you know, that certain thing. Like, for example, if it's English music, listen to everything you can in every kind of show, not just specific ones.
All right. Okay, so that is from that they will be teaching you a lot of... A bit of hardware, how to play a mixer, how to, move on with the mixer.
This is actually very important. They are not going to take you if you do not know how to talk beforehand. You need to at least be able to show them that you can do something because they're getting normal people in every day. They're not going to train you from scratch. It's going to be tough.
What sort of technologies do you need to know beforehand?
Like I mentioned before, you don't need to know any technology. All you need to know is that how to control your own voice, not to be screaming,
not
to be
there is one
stiff.
Question there. You mentioned earlier that playlist, playing the playlist. How do you do that? Is it on computer or is it
on That is another thing that they could ask you to do. Uh-huh. They could ask you that, okay, right now give me a sample playlist. That is something you could ask you in the interview. Like I said, low to high, not just jumping around. They're going to say, for a certain...
What technology do they use for playing, selecting or making that playlist?
Actually, use Winamp.
It's the computer.
Yeah, the way you make your normal playlists on Winamp you just make your regular playlist. You make a normal playlist themselves before the show. They come in 15 minutes before and quickly make playlists. But when you're a more better RJ, like I've seen people who've been there for like way longer than I have, like a year more than I have, they just, during the show, while they're talking, they just click and add songs into the playlist. And
who,
I can't
who
do
manages
that,
that playlist? I mean, it is the property of the radio station. It's not yours.
No.
Okay, good. So, yes, Nila, you were just waving your hand. You have any other question?
Well, I was just like wondering, you know, how is an RJ rated and ranked?
Okay, that's actually something that I really wanted to say, you know, but you should not judge yourself according to what other people think. You should just sort of judge yourself, you know, how are you doing? How do you think you're doing?
Exactly, that if you are satisfied what you're doing is great, just keep on doing it.
To be honest, I do my show for myself. I like it that I have 3 hours where I can talk and nobody tells me, hey, you know what? Shut up already.
All right.
I just sit there and keep talking for 3 hours the way I want. I play the music I love because I enjoy that music. I always play music that I enjoy, that I can listen to, and I start dancing to right over there because I'm by myself and I'm just talking. And I don't really mind if I don't get any calls or don't get any texts or no response because I'm enjoying the show. I'm doing it for myself.
All right.
That's
okay,
what you should do as well.
Let me tell you, Marine, one thing here, which is from the business side, that a radio station consider it is definitely a business, Samin. Or jab koi business hota hai, toh obviously you got to make money out of it, because if they are paying you, and we'll be asking later, Marine, that what is the average pay a trainee RJ gets and when you become a RJ. Lekin before that, isme jo cheez hoti hai, wo ye hoti hai ke how they rate you is ke jis waqt aap apna program karte hain, toh zahir hai ke advertisers are always approaching these stations so they could have their ads in. ریڈیو اسٹیشن کو ان ایڈز کو پلے کرنے کے پیسے لیتا ہے. تو اس وقت جو ایڈورٹائزرز ہوتے ہیں وہ بتاتے ہیں جی کہ ہمیں اس اسپیسیفک پروگرام کے درمیان میں آپ کی ایڈ سلاٹ چاہیے, اور وہ پروگرام وہ پک کرتے ہیں کہ جس کو زیادہ لوگ سن رہے ہوتے ہیں, بیکاز دے آر آلویز ڈوئنگ مارکیٹ سرویز دیٹ ہو از لسننگ ٹو واٹ. سو وین دے فائنڈ اے اسپیسیفک ایف ایم شو which has a greater listener base, more people are listening to it, then definitely they go and ask for an ad in that specific program. اور اس کے طرح سے جو ریڈیو اسٹیشن ہے وہ بھی یہ سمجھتا ہے کہ ان کا کون سا شو پاپولر ہے, اس میں ان کی ایڈورٹیزمنٹ کے چارجز زیادہ ہوتے ہیں. سو دس از دا نارمل بزنس سائیکل ریڈیو اسٹیشن فالوز. یس نیدا, یو آر سینگ سم تھنگ.
سو لائک یو نو آئی پلان ٹو گو ٹو کالج سون, ڈو یو تھنک لائک مائی یو نو ہابی لائک بینگ این آر جے ول افیکٹ اٹ؟ Actually, it
I mean, how you justify? I mean, you got a lot of study to do as well.
Yeah, because I study as well, and
okay,
I know.
Yeah, please tell us more about
okay,
it.
Okay, well, when you're going through training, if the radio station does train you, but they probably will for a couple of days. It depends on how you are. But I suggest that you go in probably during your holidays or so, because they will be bringing you in every single day. You'll be coming
during
in every...
During the training?
Yes, during okay. the training. And I don't know how long it'll take, because some people it did take a month. Okay. As I was told, it took me a couple of days. Some people it took a couple of days, like me. Some people it'll take up to a month. It depends. But probably you'll, you know, get it in like a couple of weeks. But you, to be able to study and, you know, be an RJ, you can do both. Just all you have to do is schedule yourself. Once your, you know, your training is done, you'll be okay, because you'll have a show according to what you want. Once a week or twice a week, whatever you can do. They're not going to force you.
All right. So point to note here is for our youth that you have to manage your time. It is always like this. آپ کو اپنی زندگی کو ٹائم مینجمنٹ اس کے اندر ہونی چاہیے. یعنی واٹ مہرین از ٹرائنگ ٹو ٹیل یو از کہ آپ ریڈیو شو بھی کر سکتے ہیں, آپ پڑھائی بھی کر سکتے ہیں. آپ کو جو کرنا ہے وہ یہ کہ آپ اپنے ٹائم کو پراپرلی مینیج کریں. جس وقت پڑھائی کرنی ہے اس وقت پڑھائی کریں, جس وقت آپ کو فن کرنا ہے تو جا کر کے گو اینڈ ڈو یور ایف ایم. اینڈ مہرین, واٹ سانگ یو کیپ آن ویونگ یور ہینڈ؟
Yeah, this is really actually important. When you're sending in your CV, Nira, no, this is important.
Don't you feel she's not giving us a chance to talk?
No, this is really important actually. I have to say this. When you're sending your CV, do not forget to mention the times that you will be available. Whether it's morning, right. evening, afternoon, do mention the time frame, like from 1 to 3 or from 3 to 6. You need to mention that, because if they do not have slots open, then it's better they don't
That's a different thing, Maureen, but we were trying to, what I was basically trying to achieve here was that how to justify, I mean, is it possible, Nida's question was, while I'm studying, is it possible to go for this hobby? Because
yes,
she is also
is.
Worried about her time that she has to spend at home for studying.
But I suggest you
possible.
Don't do a daily show. You All probably right. go for maybe a weekend show twice a week, probably, that's more than enough for you. Because unless you probably get used to it, because initially
Maureen,
it's hard. Because,
Maureen, in my opinion, if you have to do any show, you have to research and prepare. So you need
when
time for that as well.
When you're going in for your show, you cannot go in without any knowledge. You need to bring in your, you know, information probably on your USB or whatever sites you have opened up, articles, bring them in and talk about them. You need to read them beforehand. You need to write down your points. I mean, I'm not saying write down the entire what you're going to say, just write down your points.
Achha, Maureen, Nida, we are reaching almost to the end of our show. Do you have a last question to ask?
Well, my last question would be that instead, like, if I decided just to be an RJ making my career, how would that go? Okay,
in terms of finance, money, and in terms of career?
Like, how far could I go being an RJ?
All right, okay.
I actually do not, in my personal opinion, I do not suggest RJ as your only career path. You won't be able to survive just on that.
All right, okay.
A side
you don't
job,
make that
maybe.
Okay.
Maybe while you're doing your regular job on the weekend, you can go for being an RJ
all
or
right,
something
that's
of the
a good
sort.
Piece of
because I'm just telling you, initially when you start up as an RJ, you're not going to be paid more than 500 probably per show. Rupees.
500 rupees.
Yeah, probably okay. 500 rupees, maybe. And as your show gets better, because your initial starting RJ, nobody's listening to you. You don't have a listener base. And you're just starting off. So you're just going to make like 500, maybe 1,000 maximum per show.
Right.
Then you'll see onwards, you know, it depends on
how
your show
how
is.
How much a popular RJ makes in Pakistan, Mary?
I'm actually not
Approximately.
Sure. I'm actually not sure.
What, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000? I think, again, it depends on the show. If show is making lots of money
maybe
for
Maybe per month, maybe a popular RJ might make about 30 to 50
okay,
per
all right.
month.
Okay.
But
and then, of course, these
that's
RJs,
not survivable.
RJs get popular as well, and they start appearing the ads as well, and they make money from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it depends.
But
you
your point is noted that you cannot take it as your prime career unless you go beyond RJ. You become a producer of a program. You become, you know.
Or you move on to TV, maybe.
You move on to TV.
Because I can tell you something. This RJ, being an RJ, would actually train you for being on TV as well.
because you're talking and you learn how to talk and you learn how to, you know, you're able to convey your message. Mm. And that's what they look for in TV.
Basically, Marine, I think it all boils down to how popular you get among your listeners.
And that also depends on your luck, because you can be a good RJ, but it also depends on your luck.
I mean, what about your voice?
It is also your voice, but like I said before, when you asked about how you're rated and ranked, if you don't enjoy your show, nobody else is going to enjoy it. You need to enjoy your own show. You need to get into it. You need to put the energy through the microphone to your listener. You need to enjoy your own thing. Don't do it for the listener. Do it for yourself, and you'll see listeners will come and listen to you.
All right. But my last question would be, Marin, how you engage yourself with the listener? I mean, listener, you want a listener to get engaged, you know, and start listening to you rather than it's in the background playing music for them.
Yeah, like I said before, you need to be well informed. You need to give them information that's interesting, not boring, because you don't want to keep talking, you know, and say stuff and just drag on and they'll like change the thing. And you need to give a variety of information, something for everybody, so they don't just get bored.
We should benefit them.
Yes, benefiting them. Exactly.
All right, okay.
But let's say like the information you give, do you require proof?
No, you should just give out. Of course, you should give something that's authentic. Don't just make something up. But you should research. Like, for example,
I mean, let's say that I'm driving in a car and I'm listening to your show. So what kind of thing you would offer me that it tells me that, okay, I like this RJ. You know, this RJ looks
maybe,
up to me or cares about me.
Probably you would give out some, you would ask them to probably, you know, like wear their seatbelt, drive safe. You
all
know,
right.
Probably, and you'll probably ask them, you know, they can send in their request to play a song. You will talk to them like you're sitting there with them in their car. And
all
you
right,
give them
okay.
like, and don't give them boring information, you know, be funny. Give them interesting information and always give them authentic information. You don't want to give them wrong information that they go spreading around and then they're like,
and
oh my
God.
And it
can put you in trouble as well.
No, it's not just that.
Well,
if you're,
yes,
if
it can.
If you read an article.
If you're telling someone that take this medicine for this kind of sickness and the guy gets in poor
what
shape.
What I really suggest is either when you read an article is something different, I suggest you go back on Google and you research on that topic. Or you can ask somebody who's actually, you know, sort of in that field. But I suggest you should take a second, you know, opinion, like another article probably that's related to the same subject.
All right. Okay, so, Samin, this was our show. We got last 2 minutes left, and I would like to have one last few words from Nida and last few words from Maureen. Whatever they want to say.
You
and
actually stressed on few. I know.
I mean, I want you to just come out and give us a statement about life. I mean, what is it you
Well, I can give a statement about this topic.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, my last words would be that if you really, really want to be an RJ, you can. And you can always... Our Radio Connect Pakistan is honestly a great place to start. If you want to start, you can start here. Just, you know, email me, you can email Sir, you can email, you know, anybody in Radio Connect Pakistan, ask for advice, and you'll, you know, get, you know, you'll be able to... make your own show and probably be trained by it.
Yes, Nida. Last statement from you for the community.
Well, now that I've got to know everything about this, maybe I think I'll get a chance.
All right. Okay. And anything else you want to say?
Well, thank you, Maureen, for everything.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's great.
For this opportunity and for all the advice.
So, You're welcome. It looks like Nida, that the basic information which you needed to be RJ, you got all that.
I got more than what I wanted, actually.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And actually,
that's great.
If anybody wants any more questions, they can always email at gupshop@radiokontaktpakistan, and I'll be happy to answer the
Absolutely.
Questions.
Absolutely. gupshop@radiokontaktpakistan.com.
Any questions, or you can ask on the Facebook page. I'll be there as well.
No, stop it, Marin. Let me finish the program. Let me sign
I
off.
I can't help it. The RJ inside me need to talk.
All right, you got All right, Samin, हमारे जो हमारा आज का विनिंग कोड है वो है 4434. आपको भेजना है 6 सितंबर तक. 6 सितंबर से मुझे याद आया 1965 हमारी पाक अफवाज ने क्या किया था, याद है आपको. सो स्पेशल शो जी जनाब 4434 gupshop@radiocontactpakistan.com. अब चाहते हैं आपसे हम इजाजत. उम्मीद है आज का प्रोग्राम आपको हमारा पसंद आया होगा और आपकी तजावीज और आपकी आपके ईमेल्स का हमेशा से हमें इंतजार रहता है. भूलिएगा मत, लिखते रहिएगा. कीप ऑन विजिटिंग अस एंड ऑफ कोर्स इफ यू वांट टू प्रोड्यूस अ शो ऑफ योर ओन प्लीज गेट इन टच विद अस. रेडियो कॉन्ट्रैक्ट पाकिस्तान इज फॉर यू एंड इट इज अ कम्युनिटी ड्रिवन रेडियो स्टेशन अक्रॉस द ग्लोब. आप कहीं पर भी रहते हो, कुछ भी करते हो, रेडियो पर कुछ करना चाहते हैं तो radiocontactpakistan.com पे लिखिए, gapshap@radiocontactpakistan.com पे या radio@radiocontactpakistan.com पे। जाना चाहते हैं सामीन, जाने से पहले एक आखिरी नारा हम लगाएंगे अपने गेस्ट के साथ। गर्ल्स बी रेडी, पाकिस्तान जिंदाबाद।